Mesechta Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin, Omad Aleph, page 87, side 8. So it says, Vayivtzar bo me'oid, so that they refused to go to his house until he insisted. So what is the difference between Avram, that they agreed, and by Lo they didn't? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar Mikan, from here we can learn that the measure of respect is Shemesor bin Legoton Lekoton, that you can refuse somebody who is a person who is not so important, small in importance, as if you don't want to trouble him, but in Mesorvim Legodl, but you don't refuse a great person that wants to honor you, and therefore to Avram they immediately agreed, and to Loi they refused until he had to insist on that. The Gemara continues to expound the verses of the Parsha, Frag the Gemara, that it seems like the verses contradict. Ksiv, in the beginning it says ve'chopas lechem peirik yutches in bereishis pasuk hey, it says I'll take a bread pas lechem ksiv, and later on in peirik yutches pasuk zayin it says ve'labokarov rotz Avram, that he ran to the cattle and he put meat, not bread. The Gemara answers Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar says mikon shetzadikim emri maat ve'isim harbe. From here we learn that tzadikim do a little, they speak a little, and then they do more. Then they speak, they do a lot. And therefore, he said he's going to give them bread, but at the end he gave them meat. But the Rishoyim, Imrim Harbe, the Rishoyim is Faker, they say a lot, they talk a lot, but Filumate and Amazim, in the end they don't even do a little. The Gemara says, Minolon, how do we know this conduct of the Rishoyim? The Gemara says, Me Ephraim, from Ephraim, Mekoroksiv, beginning the Pasik says that Avram was told, he said to Avram in Perichov Gimel Pasuk Tezvov, Eretz Arba Meis Shekel Kesef. He said it's a land that is worth 400 shekel kesef. He said, Beni ben chomau. But Vila Basoiv Ksi, but in the end, in Perichov Gimel Pasuk Tezai, the next Pasuk it says, Vayishma Avram Lefren, Vayishkel Avram Lefren, Es HaKesef Shedibos Mnecheis. Avram listened to Ephraim, and he weighed to Ephraim the silver that he's spoken before the ears of the Bnei Ches, 400 shekel kesef over lasoichem. He gave him 400 shekel kesef, but he gave them over lasoichem. Over lasoichem means that it's goes through everywhere, which means leshokel menei al kantere. He took from him large shekels that weigh 100 mone. The ikoduchte the korolele siklo kantira. These, even though he says a shekel, but there's some places that they call kantarim. The shkolim are called, they're called the siklo, the shekel is called kantero. And they weigh 100 mone. And those were the ones that Ephraim demanded from Avraham Avinu, and that's why he gave it to them. Further, in the Pasuk it says, ksiv kemach, that he was saying, mari to Sarosh, mari shloshim kemach soiles. So first it says, Kemach Uksiv, and middle it says, Kemach Soilus. Soilus is better than the Kemach. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Yisrael Mekan, Sheishom, Tzoreh Beineo Baruchim Yesim Nish, the woman is more stingy, her eyes are more narrow when it comes to guests, more than the men, because Tzoreh said that she's going to bring flour. And Avram told her she should bring fine flour, the Soilus. Further, it says ksiv. In the beginning, it says lushivasi ugois, knead and make cakes. But ksiv, and then at the end, it says in perik yutches posik ches vayika chema v'cholov uben abokar. He took the butter and the milk and the cow that the ben bokar, the young cow that he made, and he put before them. But it doesn't say there. But bread that he told him that he's gonna, that he told him to prepare, he didn't bring for them. Ephraim Iksho, the student of Rameir, said, Mishmei the Rameir, Rameir's name. He would be particular to eat even the chulin, that they should have the level of taro purity just like kochim. And that day, Sora saw the need of blood, and therefore the dough became tomei, and therefore he didn't give them the bread. Further, it says in the Pasuk, in Perek Ches Tes, Vayomer Elov Ayu Sor Ishtacha. And Vayomer, and he answered, where is your wife Sarah? Vayomer, he answered, Hinevayel, she's in the tent. So they asked for Sarah, and he answered that she's in the tent. So why does the Torah tell us, Ledia, she Sarah imen Snur Hoyso? That she was to tell us that Sarah was modest, and she didn't just go out of her tent to pray in front of the angels. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Itaimo Rabbi Yitzchok. And other people say that he said the name of Rabbi Yitzchok. Yoidim hoyu malach ha-shor she-sori meinu bo'il hoy. So the angels that serve Hashem knew that Sarah, our mother, was in the tent. Elamai bo'il. Why did they ask where she was in the tent bo'il? Kedei lechavav bailo. In order to make her dear on her husband, to Avraham, to point out that she's modest more than the usual women, and she is not just go out in front of the guests. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina Omar, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that the reason why they asked for Sarah is kedei l'shagir lokos shel bracha, they wanted to send her a cup of wine of blessing that they blessed the Birchas Hamazon. Tana mishum Rabbi Yisrael. We learned in Abraisa name Rabbi Yisrael, Lomo nokud al ayoy shebe elov. Why does the Torah, in the Sefer Torah, the letters ayoy soro yishtecho, so the letter aleph yud vav of the word elov is dot, and only the lamed, there is no nekuda, there's no dot on it. So when the understanding of the dotted letters is ayoy, the vowels say where she that takes out the meaning. They just say ayoy, where is he? And usually, when you have these nekudas, is sort of to take out from the simple meaning. A love would mean. So what's coming to teach us that limdo Torah that acheret sheishal adam beachsanya shaloi. Torah teaches us respect, that a person should ask the husband about his wife, how she's doing. How is that possible? That it's not prohibited to ask the greeting of a woman at all. And the Gemara answered, that it's different through her husband when you ask the wife how your wife is, when you ask the husband how your wife is doing. Further, it says in the Pasuk in Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Beis, in Bereishis, Achre B'loisi Hoysa Liadna. Amar Abchizda, after I become B'loisi, she became old and she still got a period. Amar Abchizda, the Pasuk means, Achar Shenizbala Abosr V'Rabba Kmotim. After the flesh has sort of dried out and the folds have increased in the skin, Nisadin Habosr, it became clear, the flesh smoothed out, v'nispashtu akmotim, and all the folds and the wrinkles have spread out, v'chozer ayoyfi l'mekoyma, and the beauty returned to its place. Zog di gemara ksiv, another problem, the question, the pasuk says, she said, v'adoyni zokin, she said, my master was old, when she was not believing that she's going to have a baby, but the pasuk says in Chesed Gimel that Hashem says to Avraham that she said Va'aniso kanti, that I am old. She was saying about herself that she's old. The Lo Moisiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kidok Amrahi. Hashem did not say to him like she really said. Hashem was not responding to the way she said. She said, "My husband is old," and he said, Hashem is saying that she said that I'm old. The Gemara Tanya Rabbi Shmuel God L'Sholem. That it's so important. It's great peace. Shafila Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinabai. Even Hashem changed not to use Sarah's words because of it, because of Sholem. Shenemar, because it says in Perik Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatitzchak Sarah Bilkirba VeGoimer. She was laughing in her inside, and she was saying Vadoy Nizokin. Achad B'Loi Shos Le'ad Vadoy Nizokin. So she was blaming it, and there is a degradation here for Avram. She says, "Adoni Zokin, my master is old," meaning Avram is old. Uksi, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram in Perikut Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vayemer Hashem el Avram veGoimer vanizakanti. He says, Lama zetzoch kasar lemer, haaf umnam hil vanaim older. But he didn't tell to Avram that Sarah really said that my master is old because of peace. Vatoimer mimile l'Avram hinika bonim Sarah. In Pasuk Perichof Aleph, in Pasuk Zayin, in Breishis, it says, Who's going to praise to Avram, or who spoke to Avram, and that he's going to have a child? The Nika Bonim Sarah. Sarah gave nursed many children. Because Kilati Ben Luskun, the Pasuk says. So who were these many children? There was only one boy born. Kama Bonim Nika Sarah. How many sons did Sarah nurse? But she only had Yitzchak. The Gemara answered Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, that day in which Avraham separated his son Yitzchak, that he no longer nursed from his mother, he made a great feast. So all the nations of the world were gossiping, and they were saying, do you see this old man and old woman, which referring to Avram and Sarah, they brought home somebody who they gathered up from the marketplace. They don't know who the mother and the father is. And they brought him home. They said, it's our son. And not only did they do that, they're making a big feast in order to give support to their claim that it's their child. Maos Avram Avinu, what Avram do in order to challenge their words? Halach v'zimen kol gdoi la'adoir. He went and he invited all the great people of generation for a meal, for a party. V'sori menu zimnas nishisayim. And Sara, our mother, invited for the party also the wives of all these great people. V'chol achas v'achas hevi'o v'no yimo, each one bore a son with them. U'meni kosa lo'i hevi'o, and she did not bring her nursing a person, the woman that nursed the babies, and a miracle happened with our mother Sarah. Her breast opened up like two wells, and she was able to nurse all the babies. They would still gossip, and they would still say that let it be. The people were gossiping, Vaimrim, Im Sora Bastishim Shona Teleit, let it be that Sora at age 90 gave birth, but that still doesn't prove that Avram Bemei Shona Yelit. So Avram, who's 100 years, can give birth. Maybe it's Sora's son, but it's not Avram's. Miod Nepach Klaster Ponim Shay Yitzchok. So immediately the face of Yitzchok, the look of the face of Yitzchok turned, Vinidmel Avram, it became similar to Avram. They all began and said, as the Pasuk says in Perichof Hei Yutes, Avram Eilides Yitzchak, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. The Gemara says, what happens? Ad Avram lo yezikna. Till Avram there was no old age, because there was no difference in the look between a young and old person. But now that Yitzchak became and look just like Avram. Man davi boyle mishtoy bad Avram, mishtoy bad Yitzchak. Somebody wanted to speak with Avram, and they're talking with Yitzchak. And about the Yitzchak, he wanted to talk with Yitzchak, mishtoy bad Avram, he'd end up talking with Avram. Because they could not distinguish between them. Os Avram, boy rachme, vavi ziknas. Avram came and he asked Hashem for mercy in his prayers, and his face changed, that he looks older than the young person. Amar? As the Pasuk says in Perichov Dal Pasuk Aleph, Avraham Zokin Baba Yomin, Avraham became old, coming with days. This was his prayer that made him look old. So the Gemara says, Ad Yaakov lo havi chulsha. Until the time of Yaakov, there was no weaknesses, and people didn't get sick before they died. Also Yaakov bo yirachme vavi chulsha. He asked for mercy, he asked in his prayer, and there was a sickness. That to Yosef was said that your father is sick. So now he became sick before he dies. The Gemara brings similar things. Till Elisha, there was no such a thing as getting sick and getting healthy again. Also, Elisha, boy, rachma v'ismach. So came Elisha and he asked for mercy in his prayer, and he became healthy from his sickness. Shenemar, it says in Melachim Beis, but he could give him pasuk yudalot. V'Elisha chol es chol yashu yomuz. Elisha got sick, the sickness that he was going to die from it. Miklal d'chol l'chol achritis. So that we have to say that he had a previous kind of sickness in which he did not die from it. Tan Rabbanan, we learned the brayos shlo shechalom chol Elisha. Three sicknesses, Elisha became sick. Echot shedchof l'geichzi b'shtei yodov. Once that he pushed away Gehazi with both hands, he did not want to accept him when Gehazi was ready to do teshuvah. And one is when he sicked the bears against the small children, they came out to curse him. And the one that he died in it, as it says, Elisha got sick, the sick that he was going to die in it. So the way we learn it off of the pasuk, because it says, Elisha chola, as cholya ashiyamuzbay, chola is one, cholya is two, and ashiyamuzbay is three. Further, we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yechonah ben Maaseya said to his son, "El atchle eschilu mamlocha tzeve amerlehem al manas shein lachem alai elapaz v'kidni schulu." Go tell them before they start the work that the condition I'm hiring you is that you're only going to get bread and legumes alone. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Acha bereid Rabbi Yosef le Rav Chizda." So Rav Acha bereid son Rabbi Yosef le Rav Chizda. Pas kitnis tnan oy pas vikitnis tnan is the girsa, the version that a bread made out of legumes or bread and legumes. Amar le so Rav Chizda said to him, "Alikim, I swear that the right version is vikitnis srichavo of kimeir." Radio de livres, just like a boat in the river, in order to navigate, it needs a beam that directs it in the way, because there are various different stones and other obstacles that prevent it from going by. That's the stick they use to direct the boat on the ways. That's how much it needs the vav that it's past vikitness. Further, the Mishnah said, "Rav Shimon gam leilemer ein etzorich." You don't need to specify specifically, but hakol kimina gam medina. Everything is according to the custom of the country. Frag the Gemara, hakol lasuya mai. What is it coming to include? The Gemara said, "Lasuya oditna." It's coming to include what we learned in the Mishnah. Soich eres apoyo. One who hires a worker. Omar loy ke echod v'chishnai mibnei yair. He says to him, like one or like two people of the city, and so he gives him as the pay of the cheapest worker in the city, because he has to prove what he means. He says like one or two of the city. That you calculate amongst them. He pays him as an average person in the city, which is Kiminag HaMedina. Next we go to the next Mishnah. The following workers can eat of the owner's grain from the Torah. Those who work with the connected to the ground, he can eat the fruits. If the job is b'shas gmar melocha, at the time that he finishes the work of the fruit, which means he detaching it. When he works in detached fruit mina karka, before the work with the fruit has been completed, so which means when it's completed, so at that point that you're obligated meiser, or the obligation of challah, and this that you're allowed to eat it is v'davar shegidulim in ha'aretz, only if it grows from the ground, but not a worker who is milking a cow or similar. Ve'elu she'ein oichlam, the following workers cannot eat. One who works when it's connected to the ground,